It's time to get behind the lyrics, the music, and the artist. You're listening to the Music's Journey podcast, brought to you by NowAndThenMagazine.com, your music and entertainment online magazine. I'm John Marshall. With her special guests, here's your host, Kim Sear.
I'm really excited to introduce country's hottest new trio, made up of Barb Doran, Tamara Madeline, and Matt Rogers for New Moon Junction here on the show.
Yay!
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
John slacked on the clap there. I don't know what happened.
Taking a sip of my tea.
Oh, caught you at the wrong time. There we go. We've had a busy day, I'm telling you. It has been really busy. So we are so happy to have you guys here today. I am so excited about this trio, let me tell you.
Oh, we're pretty excited too, yeah.
Well, for you guys, for a lot of people that don't know you guys yet, because this is a new form for you guys. You guys are all incredible recording artists, solo recording artists, and this is brand new for you guys. Now, Barb, if you can tell us how this trio all came about, because I know this was your brainchild.
I was, you know, I've been in the industry in country music for about 10 years, and I just really wanted to try something different. I really felt that, you know, there was a need for something like what we're doing, and so I sat with Brian Heatherman quite a few times, and we chatted about approach and what should we do. And he was really instrumental in helping me find Matt and Tamara. And we sent out an ad looking for, you know, people that might be interested, and they answered, and we met with them, and just seemed like a really great fit. And so from there, we just started getting together and writing. And the first song we wrote together, which hasn't been recorded, and I don't know if it will be, but I mean, it's still a good song, caught the attention of Jeff and his manager. Mm-hmm. And then there we were off to the races. So
when it comes to hearing the harmonies of the three of you together, I just want to get behind when you guys were picking each other, you know, like when that was all coming down to it, did you know the sound that was going to come out right away? Because I'm telling you, it's amazing. It's magic with the three of you.
Oh, thanks.
I don't think we know. We had no idea. And, you know, I just knew that when I heard, first it was Tamara, when I heard her voice and the quality of her voice, and I was sold just on her voice alone. And then when Matt came along and I got some of his recordings to listen to, I was like, oh my goodness. So I had no idea. But yes, it's pretty amazing.
With your solo careers, you guys have all been so successful. And for Matt, when you stated the importance when it comes to, I've talked to you in the past, I don't know if you remember that, but I know how much life means to you when it comes to music and that balance. And I think that is just something that has worked for all three of you, because I know how professional all three of you are, and being able to work together cohesively and have that same kind of focus and drive when it comes to your music. Tell us about that, Matt, and how important it is for all three of you.
Yeah, I mean, I think all three of us are old enough and been around long enough that we understand kind of the importance of where you delegate your time to and what's important in life, right? So, you know, I think all of us have the same vision and direction where that work-life balance transitions into music-life balance as well. And so, you know, whenever we get together and we write and we rehearse, you know, we kind of put everything aside and focus on that. When we're all at home or at work, we focus on that. But I think we're all very geared and very regimented on following through on that family first, band next, and just balancing everything that we have going on in our lives, because in a lot of ways, all three of our lives are kind of run very, very similar.
And I think that's what I mean by that cohesive balance between all three of you, because it's something that you've all said, you know, in your solo careers. And then for all three of you to come together and have that in common, it's not easy when you're putting a trio together or a group together to have everybody on the same page. But for you guys to have all had your solo careers and then come together, do you feel that it has really benefited you to understand exactly what you guys are looking for right now?
Yeah, I think it's just the expectation, really. Like, I think we're all three of us are very like-minded, and we know what we want out of the project. We know what we want to accomplish. So we're all just driven in the same direction to get there. So I mean, we're just kind of all focused on the same thing when we come together.
What about you, Tamara? Can you tell us about what the writing process has been for you guys on this project?
Sure, absolutely. I think we're really productive every single time we get together, and it's had its challenges. I mean, we started in 2019. The first time we got together, we, in a, about 3-4 hour session, we got a song written, and that was the one that we, you know, we sent out to Jeff and caught his attention. So, like, we all come with that same mindset, as Matt was saying, that we want to be productive in the time that we have, and especially with the interruptions we've seen over the last year and a half, we make the most of the time we have together. We've tried also doing, some virtual writing, and they're not the greatest sessions, but even in those, we still manage to, even in those, progress the work further. So with every time that we get together, we're just trying to build and build and build on, you know, the last session, and compile what started out as a small body of work, is now we've got, like, a bunch of potentials. You know, we've got 4 songs that are done, that are performance ready. We even wrote a little Christmas jingle. So we're all like-minded in that sense. You know, we really want to help each other grow and keep pushing forward and writing better songs. And the more we get together and the more we do it, the better the quality of songs that come. And when you talked about the harmonies, too, it wasn't something that we kind of pre-planned of where we were all going to sit in the pocket. Sometimes the song dictates that. Mm-hmm. And we just have found our ebb and flow. And I think we're getting stronger and stronger with every rehearsal and with every performance.
And working with Jeff, too, like, let's start at the beginning of this, Matt, when you were sitting in the hotel room and you wrote a verse and you put it out there to see what fans would think of the song, you know, this part of the song, and just, you know, working with it, and then immediately getting that call from Jeff. And this is a multi-award winner producer. Like, Jeff Dizel is one of the best in the world, you know, in Canadian music. He has worked with so many, and he's just star power. Anybody that he touches just seems to be able to hit that podium.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was, we had met with Jeff prior to that happening, and it was just kind of one of those introductory meetings where we chatted with him and we kind of got to know each other, and he got to know a little bit about us and what we were trying to plan as a group. And I had always kind of followed a trend where when I started writing something I was super passionate about, I'd always just post a little bit online to see what people think. And you know, it was, and I really didn't change that a whole lot. And I was away on a trip, and I had posted this, and so Jeff kind of followed up and just said, I think that might be your first single that we release. Like, it's so good. Take mm-hmm. that back to the girls and keep writing. And that's what we did. And that's how Real Good Kind of Thing was born. And yeah, I mean,
amazing.
It's a pretty fun adventure.
Well, you know what? It's just, you know it in your bones, right? You know it when a song's right. And, you know, Jeff obviously recognized that right away. It's such a catchy tune. It is so needed right now. And just the harmonies behind you guys, like when the three of you guys are singing, as I said, it's just, you get goosebumps just listening to you. And I just wish you guys had got together a long time ago, because, you know what, man, you guys are good together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Barb, when you heard the song first, and Tamara, when you hear it, what was it like for you guys? Because obviously, you know, when the three of you get together and you start writing and complete that song, how fast did that all happen for you guys?
I don't think it took that long to finish. Maybe, an hour and a half, maybe at tops.
But, wow.
You know, it's so funny, because one of the things that happens when you write a song and then you take it to get produced, often, you know, something about that song changes, whether it's the rhythm of the song or the speed of the song, or in some cases, in this case, the key changed. So you never really know. And so you've learned to play it one way, and then all of a sudden it's like, it takes this whole new life on, which is such an amazing journey to be on with a song.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was really exciting. Like, I was sold on the song, and that's the one thing I've said about Matt, that, you know, in my writing career, I tend to be a bit of a downer. And Matt is a gift to this trio, because he just tends to have the more positive and happy ideas, which is really what we want this trio to be,
mm-hmm.
is to, you know, try and be more uplifting, especially during these times. So,
yeah, because right now it isn't easy. And even for the bands, it doesn't matter what age group you are, when it comes to music, it's healing. And I know a lot of people go back and think that they're looking for their classics, the ones that have brought them, you know, uplifting feelings, you know, throughout their lives. But, you know, people are looking for that new music. And, you know, that's what's so exciting about this song. And, you know, when you guys start singing it, as you're saying, it's just going to develop and get better and better and better when you guys start working with each other, you know, around the clock. But you guys haven't been able to perform live. You haven't been able to, you've done one live performance, you know, where you guys are together, but you guys are like really completely brand new here.
Yeah, totally brand new. But we did an unofficial kind of show last summer, I think summer or the fall with Dead at the Moonshine. Mm-hmm. But we hadn't really announced ourselves yet. And then we had the opportunity again before this lockdown, we did another one. So that was fun. So really out in a quasi public setting, it's been twice. Mm-hmm. And we've done a few virtual things. Yeah, but not a lot. And even, you know, we'll get together and then it'll be a month before we get together again, just because of, you know, what are we doing during this lockdown, right? It's like 1 minute we're locked down, 1 minute we're not. So.
I know. I can't even imagine for you guys. You know, it's different for bands that have worked together, but for bands that haven't worked together, and for you guys to be able to have that rehearsal before you do any live performance, kind of hard to do with technology. It helps, but it's not the same thing as having that live energy and performing it and tweaking it, you know, in front of a live audience.
Oh, absolutely.
I think it speaks to the professionalism of all three of us and our commitment to this project, because even under these difficult circumstances, we want to see this project keep going. Mm-hmm. And so when we do get together, we come prepared. We come prepared to be productive. We come prepared to make the most of that session, because we know we might not get a chance for 3-4 weeks again. So, but when the veil lifts, look out, we're coming.
I can't wait for that live show. Now, when you guys were in rehearsal and you guys were practicing getting ready to record for this, Matt, I'm going to talk to you on this one. When it comes to practicing the vocals, I know what Jeff's like, and I know that he really pushes those vocals. He makes you sing it different ways. Being solo artists and knowing that you guys have had your recording career already, and now you guys are moving into this new project. What did Jeff bring to the table that was new to you, Matt?
Yeah, I think just his vision and direction of a song is something that I've never seen, and it's quite magical, really. You know, like Barb kind of attested to it earlier. Whenever you play a song and you practice it, going into a studio and having somebody like Jeff just tear it apart and say, I think this is the way it's going to go. It's just a super crazy, awesome experience. For me particularly, you know, I had never done a lot of harmony singing and especially, you know, harmonizing with a couple of females. So for me, it was an eye opener, really. And just his direction of, okay, this is how you're going to sing this, and this is where this is going to be, was just, he's just an awesome guy to work with, for sure.
He's laser focused, absolutely laser focused, and just getting you guys in the room, I don't know how he reads it, you know, so easily, and knows exactly what he needs to do with each and every one of you. He knows exactly what to do with, you know, like I can imagine Tamara, he probably turned around and had you do vocals how many times on one verse?
Well, I sang for 4 hours straight in my session. So it's just take after take after take. I mean, he wants a lot of content so that he can get... But he's really careful not to wear you out. I love it because he does it in segments. I'm sure that the other two can test the same experience. So he would do it in small sections, and then he'd give me a break. And then, you know, and then be like, you need a tea? And I'd be like, yep, let's have a small break and have a tea. And so he doesn't want to wear us out, but at the same time, he wants to get the best. And so, it's, you know, each one of us goes in with our own style of singing, but... you know, although we're a trio, I say sometimes we're a quad because that's what he does. You know, he takes our scratch idea and he makes it better, and he songwrites along with us, and he's got he's helping us build a brand. He's part of this winning team, 100%.
He's a master mixer, and, you know, when like he remixes and, you know, just has a way of spitting out a different version of what you thought the song was going to be. And it's just like it's a whole new baby, you know, at the end of it. And it's just incredible to watch. Barb, what was it like for you in rehearsal with him and working through your vocals?
So I really actually liked his approach. So, you know, he doesn't it's really kind of interesting because at least with me, he's like, no, I don't want you to wear the headphones completely. I want you to keep it half off one ear because I don't want you listening to yourself. Like, he doesn't want you overthinking it. He doesn't want you getting too fixed on what you're hearing. So it was definitely a different experience for me. And yes, he definitely gave me lots of breaks, which was great. One of the biggest challenges, and I think it was a similar issue with Tamara, is that when you're a solo artist, and I have a natural vibrato that's hard for me to turn off, but when you're singing harmonies, you really have to try and straighten it out a bit because it'll just sound out of tune. So he's like, okay, so you hear that vibrato there, I need you to try and back it off. But it's not easy to do. It's very tricky to try and sing it straighter when it's a natural thing for you. So so that was interesting. And he's just such a great producer. And, you know, we're talking about songs and stuff. We're working on our new tune. You know, here we are thinking we're recording one song. And then he's like, Barb, I want to play you this preview of your song. That's the song we're doing. And then I get on the phone and he's like, oh, by the way, it's not that song. It's this song. I'm like, oh, my goodness. You don't even know what song you're doing. So I'm like, okay, sure. That sounds great. I'm game. So he's just, he's really fun. He's really, and just such a, he's really invested in what we're doing, which just makes it that much more exciting for us too. So,
well, I think, you know, when it comes to his vision and the trust that the artist put into him and seeing the product, he cares from his soul. You know, he cares about the music, he cares about the lyrics, and, you know, he makes sure that that story is told in that perfect setting. And he works at it until he gets it. And, you know, the final product is, as I said, you guys are magic together. Absolute magic.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to play this one because this is such a special song right now. So let's get this one on the road for a brand new song called Real Good Kind of Thing, which we all need right now, by New Moon Junction, right here on Music's Journey.
When I met you, I let you hear all the little stories about me. The great ones and the bad ones that some should have left unsaid.
You didn't seem surprised in a blink of an eye. We were headed out that front door, down Main Street, where I'd meet
a love I never met before. With every day that passes by, I thank the Lord I'm a lucky guy. Cause we got a real good, feel good kind of thing. Sunshine. As I do when I'm with you, feeling so high, I don't wanna come down. Like the glow of a midnight flame, never want this to change. Cause we got a real good, feel good kind of thing.
When you walked by, you caught my eye like nothing I'd ever seen.
I felt my knees weak and my heart beat, and I just knew it was meant to be.
You can't oversimplify all the reasons why.
We got a real good, feel good kind of thing. Sunshine after the rain. Nobody gonna make me feel the same as I do when I'm with you.
Feel good kind of thing.
great song, Real Good Kind of Thing. It's New Moon Junction. Now back to the Music's Journey podcast with your host, Kim Sear, with Bart, Matt, and Tamara. It's New Moon Junction.
Now, are you guys having any vision of a video coming, or what's going to happen with that?
Well, COVID keeps happening with that.
I know. Sure. Kind of hard to get you all together, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a challenge. I'm not sure yet. We've been contemplating it, especially for this song. We approached a video producer in the winter, and it's just really not a song that can be recorded in a winter setting. Like, I really was struggling with that.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're looking at, I really wanted a beach. I wanted something warm, you know, maybe like a big, huge rave in the street or something crazy. None of these things that can happen right now. So,
man, I'm telling you, it just puts a wrench in everything when you guys have that momentum going, right?
Yeah. And we thought about kind of doing a call out to our fans and saying, hey, send us a clip of, you know, a real good kind of thing. If you've got something,
that's
whether, you know, it's your
idea.
Relationship with your dog, or, you know, and send it in and we'll combine that all into a video with us. Because really, at this point, we really don't have a lot of other options, but I really thought the fan involvement might be fun. So.
That's actually a really good idea. I know a couple other artists that have done that in the past year, and it's worked out incredible. And they ended up being like fan choice awards for video
that's
of the year.
Fun. Maybe we'll have to, yeah.
So.
All right, we might consider that then. Yeah, we've been talking about it, but... it just seemed like a, you know, a neat way. And then it could be people from around the world. Who knows? Who knows going to hop on the bandwagon? So,
well, as I said, like, this is an international show. So we are really, really excited to introduce you guys to everybody, because I think this is going to be, I'm really hoping it's not just going to be a project, that this one's going to stick and that you guys are going to stay with the trio. Is there any hope for that?
Oh, that's what my plan is.
Certainly on my end.
Yay!
Yeah, that's kind of the deal.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
Get the contracts out.
That's right. I know. Get them out, because you guys are solidified.
Yeah.
It's just, you know what, this is where you're meant to be. And just hearing the three of you together is just an awesome... Yeah, New Moon Junction, you got to talk about the name. Let's deal with that one. So I know a lot of fans have been asking about that.
Yeah, Tamara can take that one.
Well, I mean, the music came first, and then it was just us three getting together, right? So we didn't really think too much about that until we started having, you know, some material. And when we played our first show together in July at the Moonshine, we didn't even have a name. We were on the end names.
Oh, wow.
But so we kept kicking around a whole whack of names, and I mean, the one thing that we did like was that it was three words. It was sort of like an easy concept to, you know, to understand. New Moon Junction, and then we pitched it to Jeff, and then in conversations one day between himself and Matt, he kind of, you know, fumbled the name, and so Matt came back to us and says, you know, maybe this isn't the greatest name. So we went back to the drawing board, and we went back to the list of, like, the daily texts of bombarding each other with texts with all kinds of random weird names. And then we came up with yet another one, which was so off. Like, it was so
what was it?
I can't even remember. It was so weird. Jeff finally went, what? No. When we pitched this new name, he goes, no, yeah. I like Moon Junction. And he was so, like, you know, off. He was so blasé. I said, why don't you change the name? It was fine. So then we're like, all right, back to New Moon Junction. I guess what's in a name, right? I mean, we could be called the crayons or the pencil markers. Like, right?
Well, that's colorful.
As long as the music is good, and if we believe in it, you'll believe in it.
Well, I can see his eyebrow going up, you know, when he's on the phone going, what? Wait, wait. I think New Moon Junction's perfect. You know, new moon, you know, new trio, and then it's a junction in your life, right? And it's just putting you guys all together. I think it's a perfect union. So that's just my thoughts. So, yeah. Anyway, are you guys okay to do the burning questions portion of the show?
Sure.
Oh, dead silence on that one.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you guys individually, and that way it'll make it a little bit easier for you.
Good luck.
Okay, Barb, weirdest quirk you have?
Well, my current weirdest quirk would be this really strange face twitch I've got going on these days. I don't know what's happening. I haven't been able to figure out why, but every now and again, like, this spot in my cheek looks like there's some ghost sticking a finger in it. And yeah, I just kind of comes and goes. So if I'm ever on stage and my face starts looking really weird, you'll know why. So.
Okay, what about for you, Matt?
I don't know. I don't do near enough yoga. So I have like a really bad right hip. So if I sit down for too long, I'll get up and start like limping around like I'm 90 years old. Like it's pretty bad. But yeah, that would probably be mine.
It's called COVID butt. That's what it's called.
Yeah, that's right. COVID butt.
Yeah, I have that when I'm sitting in the chair all the time doing the interviews, and I go to get up off the chair, and it's like, holy cow. I've never seen much in all my life. I'm telling you. Yep. John won't go there. I keep trying to ask him if he can do a little bit of yoga with me. He's going, nope, I'll just watch you. Nope.
I'll support you.
What about you, Tamara?
I'm a bruisey girl. So, like, I'll just wake up or I'll just be like, oh, why does my, like, leg hurt? And then I'll look and I've got this, like, brand new bruise. This is, like, a daily thing with me. And I don't ever recall knocking anything or bumping into anything. I think I'm a little bit prone to accidents in general. I think it happens so often that I don't even realize it anymore. But, like, even just the other day, I was like, what's going on? And I pull up a pant. I was like, yeah, there's another bruise.
Blame it on Matt. What is your favorite song on the radio right now? Let's go with you, Barb.
My favorite song on the radio right now.
Any
That's
genre.
A very good question. Any genre. Okay, well, that's pretty bad. I'm really terrible with names, like whether it's people, that probably should have been my quirk. Whether it's people, there are song titles, I'm just really awful with names.
I'm with you.
So let's move on to Matt, and I will find the name. I can recognize faces and melodies very easily. So go to Matt, and I'll be back with an answer.
That's that twitch in your face when you're sitting there trying to think of what the name is, right?
Twitch really flared up when you put her on the spot. There it is.
Oh, that's right. She's probably going, man, that's what it is. I'm thinking. And it's like,
I know, it's true. No, there's so many, but I know there's one I'm really digging. So, I mean, I love the J.D. Dolson tune that's out right now. That's great. I love that one. Again, I can't think of the song title.
We all need to figure it out.
Okay. Is that what it is? That's what it is, right?
Yeah, all need to figure it out.
See, Matt's the knowledge end of it. It's like that's John when it comes to the country music for me, because I do every genre, but he knows every single classic country song. And it's just like, okay, I've never heard of that one before. And he'll be looking at me, going, are you kidding? I'm going, no, I haven't heard that one. And then my face makes that. And it's not, and it's just, it's got nothing to do with the twitch. It's just my face is doing that because I'm embarrassed that I didn't know that song. So, okay, so for you, Tamara.
See there, you got mine.
There we go. Tamara, what about you? What is your favorite song on the radio today?
I'll stick with the country genre because we're country artists. And I'm crushing hard on Miranda Lambert. I haven't for a really long time, but Settling Down, every time that comes on the radio, I pretend I am Miranda Lambert.
Good song.
And I'm a single gal, so I'm always singing that song because I'm either settling up or settling down.
Oh, God, she's good. She has got, I don't know, that girl has got talent written everywhere. She was born to sing and be a songwriter, that's for sure.
Yeah, and then she's got this new really great duet with Al Chang, which I'm loving so much.
Did you watch the performance? Did you watch them perform?
Well, I don't have a television, but I watched the preview after the rerun after.
You don't have YouTube. A television?
No, there's another weird thing about me.
See, I just stopped dead on that one, so it was like... What? You're going through COVID and everything that we're dealing with, and you don't have a television.
Yes, been a blessing.
That's probably true. That's probably true.
What do you eat popcorn with?
The bone.
All right. Oh, sorry. Did I miss a question? I have my phone and my tablet, and I just, you know, like, listen to stuff on YouTube after the fact.
Yeah, because John would be lost without the TV. He'd be lost without either one of those, like the popcorn or the TV. Yeah.
Well, it gives me lots of time to spend on the instruments when I'm not watching television.
Good answer.
Yeah, it's true.
Good answer. See, there's a browner on one side every time. Okay, Matt, what about you? What is the favorite song on the radio for you right now?
My favorite jam right now on country music radio is Jordan Davis, Almost Maybes.
Oh, it's good.
That song is just a crank it up and play it loud and turn the windows down kind of tune.
At least we can get in the car right now, right? There's no snowstorms. Get in the car. We can crank the tunes, and yours is one of them, right? So I think it's just a perfect timing. Okay, funniest fan request, Barb.
Okay, well, hopefully there's not too many youngins on the air, but I once was on a break between sets, and I went outside, and some woman insisted that she really wanted to show me her breasts. So it was a request to show me her breasts, and I was like, not quite sure how I'm feeling about this, and then they didn't even have a chance to respond. And there they were.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Now, that's where the twitch came from. That's where it came from.
Probably. And then her friend was like, look at how great she is. Because she's got, like, I don't know, 25 kids. And look at how amazing they are. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. I think I'm going back inside now.
Okay. So, Tamara, what about you?
Well, mine just happened the other day. I happened to post something on one of my social media platforms, and like within a few minutes, I had a guy send me a private message asking for $60 for a toe. I was like, okay. He even sent me his banking information and everything.
Oh my god,
that's hilarious.
I missed $60 for a what?
A toe.
A toe.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Weird.
Did you not?
Oh Lord. I felt so bad when we had Brett on and he told me that, you know, on Twitter somebody was just hounding him to have a picture of his feet. And it was like he's going, not happening. It's not happening. I was laughing and he was like, oh my God, you have no idea how bad this person was coming after me for this. So
my goodness.
He had a couple other things too, but yeah, that was pretty funny. Okay, what about you, Matt?
Well, you know what's funny? You asked the two girls, and I'm last on this question, but
you have time to think about everything. Ladies first. Yeah.
But it's so funny because I don't really have much to think about. So a little unknown fact about me is I really haven't played a lot of live music myself. I've primarily done a lot of songwriting. So, you know, one of the really cool things I'm looking forward about to getting out there and playing live whenever things open up is the weird things that can happen. It should be entertaining. But for now, I don't have any. So something to look forward to.
Tamara needs to find that woman.
That's right. Okay, I'm going to give this one to you, Matt, first. Okay, so favorite TV series or movie?
Oh, boy, that's a good one. Favorite TV series. I'm going back a ways because I could just continuously watch this over and over again, but Seinfeld.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
What's it about?
Oh, my God.
what's the show about?
Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Well, it's about Jerry the comedian. Kramer and George. I don't know what the show is about.
It's about nothing.
Kind of one of those... It's about nothing.
It's about nothing. That's how they describe it. That's the show is about nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. But it's great for some comic relief.
Yep. Comedy does everybody good, right?
That's a favorite TV show. What about a movie?
Oh, favorite movie. Probably Moneyball. Brad Pitt. Oh,
really?
Baseball movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
You like that slapstick humor.
I do. I'm a big fan of that.
Okay.
That movie for sure.
All right. What about you, Tamara? For a TV series or... Well, I know.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're going to answer that one.
Wait, you must have had a TV at some time in your life.
Or movie.
I haven't had a television in a really long time, so maybe I'll just start with movies.
Yes.
I'm a total hopeless romantic, so probably Bridges of Madison County. Like, when I'm really feeling like
movie.
A solid 20-minute cry.
Who knew? Watch that. Who knew that he would have that in him to just like produce those kind of movies? He's so good, Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, and I'm Italian. Like, my origins are Italian. He used to do spaghetti westerns when he first started. He's fully fluent in Italian, too. So
nice.
He's such a mystery man, and he's so cool. But and then if I want comedy, usually something with, you know, Adam Sandler. I just watched Blended, where they all went with Drew Barrymore to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I'm crying laughing watching that. It's good.
Okay, what about you, Barb?
Well, thankfully, I've had time to go look through my references here, and I can remember them.
I had to give you guys a break for a second because I figured I keep asking you girls first. So I figured, nah, I'm going to throw Matt into this one and give you a chance, Barb, to turn around and look at something. So, yeah.
Barb, can I guess what your favorite movies would be?
You can try.
Okay. Oh, no, he'll get it.
My guess is that your favorite movies are either Poltergeist or The Sixth Sense.
It's funny you should say that, and you probably say that because you may have heard me say that I believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
But, and I've had some experiences, but hence those experiences have led me to have a very intense fear now of any sort of horror movie, any sort of creepy music, like I even make my family turn off scary movies.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I don't like creepy commercial music, like, it's really strange. So, yes, however, I did watch those when I was younger, and now I will not watch anything like that. I recently rewatched Scary Movie and realized that is okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I do try, and I've seen both those movies, but yeah, I do like them, but I definitely try to avoid those types of movies. For me, I really, anything with Paul Rudd, which also makes my family laugh, is a movie that I'll watch.
Nice.
I once told a bad joke about ghosts, and I got to tell you, it haunts me to this day.
Oh, Lord.
I'm slapping my thigh, which means tomorrow I'll wake up with a bruise.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And,
would that make Barb the ghostwriter in the trio?
Yeah, maybe. It could be. Yeah.
Okay, so favorite movie.
So yeah, anything Paul Rudd, and TV show for me would be This Is Us. I'm just kind of obsessed with that. But,
good,
you know, it's just, I try to watch it on Netflix, so it's kind of delayed gratification because you know it's on the TV, but you're not getting it on Netflix yet. So
nice.
Good show.
That's what I like to watch, yeah.
Okay, so favorite prank for you, Barb?
Like prank I do on other people?
Well, it could be, or something that's happened to you.
Oh, favorite prank. Well, to this day, I mean, this kind of relates back to ghosts, but we were rehearsing in my grandmother's abandoned house, and we were rehearsing in the house, and we had a lot of weird experiences there, but one particularly was we went downstairs one day, and all the furniture had been rearranged.
Oh,
and
really?
It was freaky. And so no one was living in the house. It was abandoned, but there was old furniture there. And on the floor, written in coat hangers, was the word no. So whether that was a prank or whether that was really
somebody you don't know
trying to tell us something,
so nobody...
I don't really know. I called everybody under the sun. And I'm like, who came in here? Who did this? Who's trying to freak me out? So, yeah, to this day, I'm not really sure. So,
I don't know what it is about the spiritual stuff that really unnerves me. You know, when it comes to that stuff, it's different. Like, John's a huge, you know, fan when it comes to, like, he used to watch Dexter, and he had me watch that one on our honeymoon. And yeah, on my honeymoon. And then he made me watch the Bates Motel on my honeymoon. And then he introduced me to The Walking Dead. So, like, you can see the life that I'm living right now. But when it comes to the spiritual stuff, I have a hard time. I can handle the rest of it because I guess I'm kind of numb to it now after watching so much with him. But the spiritual stuff, no, not happening.
Well, I got to tell you, neighbors have said that there is a ghost in this house. And to be honest with you, I've been here for 350 years and I've never seen one.
I'm just gonna mute him. I'm gonna try to mute him. It doesn't work very often. It doesn't work very often because he's got the board over there. But I'm gonna mute you, Tamara. When it comes to your favorite prank or somebody that's might have done something to you, or you might have done it to somebody else.
I wish that I had a really great story to tell, but I'm racking my brain. Maybe I'll remember something after the call, but and it's not that I'm not a fun-loving girl, because I totally am, but I don't recall ever pranking anyone. And, I mean, aside from my brother-in-law marrying my sister.
Oh!
I love him to bits, but...
What's his
we
name?
We never got along in the beginning. We're working our way now, but...
the poor guy. He's going, she
teases me.
Didn't.
He teases me a lot, and I mean, I don't trigger anymore. I'm over it now. So I don't know. I can't really think of one specific thing he's ever done, but just an accumulation of years of him picking on me.
You'll get him back. Okay, what about you, Matt?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I am a pranker. I like to be that.
Uh-oh. See, yeah, I knew I brought this out for a reason, because I knew there was one in the bunch, right? So there you go.
Yeah. So I tend to get a little bit too much enjoyment out of this, I think, just because, like, I have two younger kids, but they're both old enough that I can try to scare and have a good time with. So it was just a couple of years ago, and I was, you know, doing some stuff in the kitchen. I was cutting up vegetables or whatever, so I did the old ketchup in the hand. And I was just screaming, and my daughter, I think, was like 10 at the time, and she was just like,
"That's cool.
Oh my God, what happened?" And just freaking right out. And so that was about the best 5-minute enjoyment I've ever had pranking someone. But
how did you tell her that it was fake?
Yeah.
Did you just lick it off your?
No. Whenever she started to break down in tears, I was like, "I'm just kidding."
Guilty.
That's right. So I did feel a little guilt on that one, but it was also quite fun.
Well, I'm a prankster. I'm a definite prankster. There's no doubt about it. But I can't do that in my own house now, because John's not good. He's good at cracking jokes. He's good at being the funny guy, but he hates anything being said or done when it comes to joking with him. And it's just like, he takes the fun out of everything with me. He gets mad, and it's just like, he's looking at me, and it's like, it's not fun anymore. Well, I think this year...
It works every time.
I know, yeah. See, now it's just, I'm not even going to bother anymore worrying about it. I'm just going to get him. You know, it's just the way that I used to. I used to torment my son to death, because my dad was the worst. He was the worst. I hated anybody coming over to my house. You know, he would sit there and take a hose right through the bathroom window, knowing the toilet was right on the other side of it. And, you know, I'd have people that stay over my house, and, you know, we'd get out in the camper and we'd have the girls' night kind of thing. My dad would walk out at 3:30 in the morning. He'd wait till all the giggling was done. He'd wait for an hour. Then he'd let the trap door go and watch all of us roll out onto the dew and the grass. He was terrible.
Oh my goodness.
Terrible.
Just a bit of a warning: when you guys do get back out on the road, when that starts, be careful. Be careful if you ever tour.
Absolutely.
You can't give it away.
I'm just saying, be careful if you ever tour with George Canyon.
Don't you gave it away.
That's all.
See?
That's all.
There's a few of them that we know that are really, really good at it, but now that we've put it out there, so we're going to manifest this one that they prank Matt.
Yes.
See if it works.
I got to tell you, Shane Goosey, who is the fiddler for George Canyon, got George back. Now, this was just a fluke. They were at a performance, and backstage, for some reason, behind all the curtains, there was a box full of mouse traps. There must have been at least 100 mouse traps. So what they did was they set them all up, and then they surrounded George's mic with the mouse traps. So when he came out, they introduced him, he walked out and couldn't get anywhere near the mic without having to set up all these mouse traps. So that was pretty cool.
I'm telling you, George, you got to watch the back of your head. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You really got to watch with him. All right. Favorite song ever written for you, Barb?
Well, that one is The House That Built Me. I love that song. I was in Nashville at one of my very first Nashville Songwriters Association events, and Tom Douglas got up and performed his version of it before I'd ever heard Miranda's version. Mm. And every single person in the room was in tears. Every single person. It was just such a moving story and touching song that, that one will always stick with me.
Yeah, I can say that one's one of my favorites as well.
Good song, yeah.
What about you, Tamara?
Oh, well, it'd have to be Angel from Montgomery from Joan Fine. It's timeless, and it's been covered by so many great artists. And I didn't even, when I first heard it, I heard the Bonnie Raitt version, and I for years I thought it was Bonnie Raitt who had released the song, and I cover a lot of Bonnie Raitt stuff, or used to anyways. So I'd been covering the song, and then I was introduced later to Joan Fine, and I had kind of an epiphany. I said, what? All these years? I thought it was Bonnie Raitt. But yeah, I covered that song for years, and every single time I hear it, it gives me goosebumps, and I think it will continue to do so.
So whose version do you like better?
All of them.
Okay.
They all move me in different ways.
Just a good song.
Mm-hmm. So it's as you said, it's timeless, that one, right? The lyrics behind that? Amazing. Absolutely amazing. What about you, Matt?
Well, mine would have to be Travis Tritt, It's a Great Day to Be Alive.
Ah.
It's a great
day. Yeah, big fan of that song.
That's a really uplifting, really uplifting song.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to be a pretty positive person and try to wake up on the right side of the bed every day. And, I mean, I spent years and years and years listening to that song all the time because I was just so obsessed with it. And I think it's still my go-to song to really make me feel fantastic.
Is there any difference for you guys when it comes to your writing styles, you know, for the three of you working together?
Well, as I mentioned, I'm a downer. So it's,
that's why I'm saying this.
So if Matt comes in with just a super up, you know, happy idea, well, we do try to make them happy, even if they're not. But yeah, that's the challenge with me. It's like, I'll bring an idea, but I know before I've even presented it that I'm like, no, this is not a Newman Junction song.
Not at the moment. Not at the moment.
Yeah.
Because, you know, those real songs, those ones that are deep feeling, everybody really appreciates, right? Because we all go through that stuff. And you are so good at that.
Oh, thank you.
So there's going to be a time.
Yes,
there's going to be a time. And then Matt's going to be going, oh, so you're going to bring out the vulnerable in him, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So what about, I'm going to ask this one because it's just been so funny in the last couple of weeks. So I'm going to ask this one for you guys too. What is your, go ahead. Go for it.
I can't think of the wording for it. Either can you.
It's just been the gift that keeps on giving. Come on.
What is your... No, it's not coming to me. Come on, do it.
Oh my God, that's too funny.
Okay, what is your most useless talent?
There we go.
What is your most useless talent?
Oh man.
It's been an ongoing gift. It's just been so funny. So.
Who said that? Got lots of those.
I think that was Tom and Harry.
Yeah. I can stack 10 pennies on my elbow and catch them.
Ooh.
It's the coolest thing.
Awesome.
And what made you decide to do that?
When I was a kid, I must have been bored and saw someone do it. And
that's going to be difficult to do now pennies. Because pennies aren't around anymore.
Oh, I got lots of them I can
look at. I kept a little baggie of them. Don't
good
worry.
For you.
I got a whole container of them. I don't even know what to do with them anymore. Okay, so for you, Matt?
Well, with a limited book of talents, it's hard to really think of one that's useless.
But, not useful.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the little talent I have is they all got to be useful. But no, I would have to say probably like I'm really good at just hanging out on the couch watching Netflix. I guess. That's pretty useless, but yep. I mean, it's fun, and I'm pretty good at it.
Well, you know what? You and John will have to text because of you.
Yeah.
Got to watch this show.
Yes, I'm telling you. Okay, so what about you, Barb?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm thinking hard. Well, I don't know. I think that I probably take myself far too seriously to have a useless talent.
Well,
because I take all of my talents very seriously.
Ah. Well, you know what?
I can't think of anything.
We're touring around, I'm going to teach you my elbow trick.
Okay, yeah. Like, I literally got nothing. I mean, okay, at least you want to say, like, a talent. I have a talent of buying booze, and I mean, most people might consider that to be useless, but for me, it's very important.
I would put that as a talent. All your boots are very nice.
Oh, that's right, because you got tons of boots. You do.
I have a problem.
How many pairs do you have? Over 100 pairs or something?
No, probably not 100, but the ones that I can currently that are on display that I haven't put in boxes, I've probably got at least 25 currently in rotation. Some of them have been passed away. So, yeah.
How do you decide?
That's a talent. Well, you know, when I decide to buy a pair, like, I don't just, it's not often, like, a spur-of-the-moment decision. Like, I do look at them. I go back. They keep showing up in my feed. And then, eventually, I just make the decision to purchase. So this problem happened a few years back. It's been going on for at least since 2016. I've been having a serious boot problem. So,
and they're not cheap. They are so not cheap. I'm telling you.
I know, and that's the problem. It's not about price, though, for me. It's really about, like, they have to speak to me. So it can be an $80 pair. It could be a few hundred dollars. They've just got to say something to me. And
what do they say?
Buy me.
So boots and ghosts talk to her.
I know. The boots are, I'm going to have to use that one.
Boots and ghosts talk to her. Yeah.
Would you buy that if I said that to you?
No.
It was telling me to.
Her boots have soul.
Yes. Okay. Anyway. So you guys have been writing some other stuff. You've been writing some new music. Tell us about that, Matt.
We've been writing a ton and, you know, virtually and not virtually when we're not in lockdown. But I think we have, you know, Barb said it before, we have a couple of really solid songs in front of Jeff right now. We think he's going with one. but yeah, I mean, our new music is just going to continue to come out. I mean, we don't hold anything back when we continue to write. And, you know, even if we're not in a writing room together or a virtual write, if somebody has an idea or something like that, we all forward it to each other and we collaborate that way. So, yeah, it's just a never-ending writing session with us, it feels like, you know. It's not like flowers every week.
What you're saying is if the spirit moves you.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I'm muting him now.
There we go.
I'm just going to mute him. Oh, my God. Have you guys got some shows coming up?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of things coming up, but hey, they keep getting
You got to spill. I'm supposed to ask this, so I'm waiting for some tidbits that you're going to share with us.
Yeah. We did have a show booked in July, but, you know, everything was getting simultaneously canceled as the dates approach. So, and now streaming has been put on the back burner. So it's getting difficult for us to be in the same room to do these like streaming sessions. So hopefully there's some good news coming soon that we can all get together and get some shows under our belt and get out in front of the audience and share these songs with you all. Because that's the point, right? The music is joyful and we want to share it.
Are you guys going to come back and share all that with us as soon as you guys are set and ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
We would look forward to that. Yes. And I promise I'll mute John. I promise. I'll mute him. Somebody's got to.
I want to hear about the pranks that Matt's going to pull. That's what I want to hear.
I got to share a couple with him, but then the girls would hate me. They would not be happy with me after that.
They would.
I gotta share it somewhere because John won't let me play, so I'm not allowed to. So. Okay, so you guys are hopefully, if Jeff gets his hands on another one, we're going to be looking forward to that. So thank you guys so much for coming on the show, and we're so excited about this new song and getting it out there for you and sharing this on the international stage, you know, with so many people that we've got that listen to us all over the world, and they are going to love this one. Absolutely. We are so excited about this junction for you guys, the new moon junction. And such a great song. And you guys are amazing together. Keep up those incredible harmonies. We love this. We needed a new trio. And this kind of trio and country, we are so excited.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
We're really excited as well. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Yeah. You guys are killing it. And this song is just the beginning of this journey. And we're really looking forward to being on that musical journey with you guys.
Oh, thanks. That's awesome.
It's a real good kind of thing.
Real good kind of thing. Yeah. And everybody can download that. If you haven't got it on your local radio station, your country radio station, give them a call and they will play it for you. And you know what? You guys have such a huge opportunity as fans to be able to put these guys in a place that, you know, the awards are happening on the streaming platforms now, which weren't before. And they just mean so much when it comes to the videos and when it comes to downloading your music and sharing it. So you can really help these guys out. New Moon Junction, incredible, hottest new trio that's out there right now. So we're really looking forward to seeing what the song does. Absolutely. Thank you guys so much
thank
for spending some time with us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's time for us to get out.
Thanks so much, Barb. Thanks so much, Barb. Thank you so much, Tamara. And thank you so much, Matt.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye now. Okay.
What a great time to release Real Good Kind of Thing with my very special guest, New Moon Junction. What an amazing trio they are, don't you think?
Absolutely.
I know. They are so good. I love the harmonies, and I think everybody's going to really enjoy this one. And they've got some new stuff coming up, so we can't wait to have them back on the show. We're going to see these guys and a lot of them, so I'm really hoping that you guys can download and share this song. We have some amazing shows coming up for you this week. You don't want to miss Annika. This is such an amazing opportunity to be able to see somebody who's been in the spotlight before, but now is going out on her first solo album. And I'm so excited for you guys to hear it.
What was the duo she used to be in?
Leaving Thomas.
So she's leaving Thomas.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Okay, the Heels are going to be here. They're coming back. You know, so many people around the world just spreading so much love and empowering women everywhere. So incredible song that they've got coming out, and we can't wait to share that with you. We had Jason Benoit. Oliver Charles is going to be here. We have Danny Doucette that's going to be here. Renegade Station, Rivertown Saints, Sean Carson, Diane Chase. We have so many people coming back. We've got brand new duo and another country duo that's going to be Monroe and Patrick are going to be here. We have Jason Blaine coming back with his brand new single. Elise Saunders. The list goes on and on.
Wow.
We also have Grammy Award winning Jess is going to be here.
Wow.
I'm telling you, we've got so many booked. You
End
guys have got so,
right
so many to listen to. And Christopher Ward, another one. We're hoping to have Miles Goodwin from April Wine. We're really looking forward to that. Thank you guys all for listening to us across the world. We really appreciate each and every one of you. You all are so special to welcome us into your home, your cars, or wherever you're listening to the podcast. Thank you so much. I am Kim Sear here on Music's Journey, and we want you all to stay safe, and we'll see you really soon.
Once again, another great big thank you to Barb, Matt, and Tamara, New Moon Junction, for chatting with us today on Music's Journey. The Music's Journey podcast is brought to you by NowAndThenMagazine.com. You can listen to all our podcasts on Google Podcast, Amazon Music, Spotify, Player FM, Deezer, TuneIn, Alexa, Podcast Addicts, Podchaser, Pocket Cast, and many more. Our theme song is titled I Can Tell by the band Emergence. I'm John Marshall. On behalf of your host, Kim Sear, thank you for listening to Music's Journey.